show, in front of the show, Coach Larry Scott of the Howard Bison. You see the background, the logo of the Bison, the Mecca. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
Man, doing great, man. Just sitting here, you know, trying to figure it all out, getting it going, keeping these guys up and rolling around here, but doing great, man. No complaints here.
Coach, you got on the field. I know you didn't want to run the results you wanted, Coach, but hey, getting to see your young men play against somebody besides each other, how is that for you and your players and your staff, man?
I'll tell you what, it was a big thing on a lot of fronts, right? You know, obviously navigating and maneuvering through this COVID deal and pandemic and keeping our guys healthy and trying to get them ready. And, you know, within the 9 weeks that we had, 8 weeks that we had of preparation, it was really good to see these kids fight through that, do the things that we needed them to do to stay healthy and get ourselves to just that point to be able to make some evaluations. I mean, the last time that any of these kids had played in the football game was over 460 some odd days ago, you know, before that they had a chance to play again. So with all the, you know, with the guys we had opted out, you know, with the COVID-19 and pandemic deals that we had to maneuver through, with some of our frozen days where ice was on the field, we couldn't practice, the inauguration, campus closures and things like that, just to get through all of the stuff and the turmoil and the hurdles that we had to get to that moment to go play was a win for us in itself for what we want to do with this program. And then to have a chance to watch them run around and play so that we can make some evaluations of where we are, where our talent gaps are, and all of those type of things was a big discovery for us as a staff. Okay, where do we need to go? We have no idea, because we've never seen these guys actually playing games. I mean, it's only been 8 weeks, and all we've had was the development that we've had with them through practices and things like that. So to get a chance to get out and compete, to see where we are, was huge for us.
And like you said, Coach, those teaching points, because you learn from film, that the eye of the sky does not lie. So you can see on film whether a certain defense is going to work, whether a certain call works, how the plays are being run. So as you break down from now until your next game against Delaware State, it's going to be more about trying to break down this film and kind of take each point of teaching that you want to take and say, hey, we're going to get back, drill this even more so we can get ready. We play these guys again in a few weeks here.
That's exactly right. It's just, you know, where do we need to move some pieces around? We need, now he probably doesn't need to be in that position. We move him to this spot. We need to do these things. So it's kind of chess, right? You start to maneuver and move things around and put the right pieces in the right places. And those type of things, actually get to see guys actually play and react under stressful situations in real game and make real game decisions. And then, you know, to tailor back what we need to do more of, less of, and all of those type of things. So it was a huge learning experience. For us all, you know, obviously we had to work through some jitters. This guy had some early game jitters and made some mistakes that, you know, put us in some bad situations there. But I think one of the biggest things that we talked about as a program, as a team, was that the innate ability that we can always win the game. We're never going to quit. We were down 17-3 with 4 minutes left, scored quickly and did an onside kick. Whether that was we got it or not is still debatable. It didn't matter. Spring game, they didn't have review cameras, those type of things. But they didn't fight. They fought all the way to the end and always believed that we would have a chance to win that game. And for us and where our program has been to where we want to go, that was a huge step for us to continue to play hard, strain, and believe that you can win no matter the circumstance. So at the end of the day, we I think for us, there's a lot came out of it that are positive for us to build on. Obviously disappointed with what the result was because we're competitive by nature and always want to win when people are keeping score. But at the end of the day, there was definitely some foundation built there that we can build upon here over the next few weeks to put ourselves in a situation where it'd be a different result next time.
And how excited were your guys last week in practice knowing that, hey, we got that there and played and we fought? Because I feel like the fact that you guys fought back in that fourth quarter when you could have easily tapped out, but you did not tap out. So how was that bouncing your team last week in practice? Because I know just getting out there and playing knowing that, hey, we made some mistakes here and early in the game, but if we just did clean up these little things, we could have really won this game. And so the confidence that you guys got as a group, and how was their vibe last week?
Oh man, it was awesome because you begin to see the culture of what you want your football team to be from within, not coach led, player led. The players were getting together and saying, "Man, you know what? We can if we execute. We can if we learn how to practice better. We can and will if we continue to come together and believe in what the plan is and execute and make the necessary sacrifices and those things to be a really good football team." I think it was a light bulb moment for them. Of understanding. We have a slogan in our program. It's like, we always got both hands on the rope and we're all straining and pulling in the same direction. And don't ever, 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 ever let go of the rope. Don't let go of the rope. I don't care if it's you getting drug around, skinning up your knees, forehead, back, shoulder. Don't ever let go of the rope, because it's a very good illustration as to what life will do to you too.
Yes, sir.
And life will drag your tail sometimes, and with what we go through on a daily basis. But if you don't ever let go of the rope, you'll eventually get back up on your feet. And if everybody's still aligned and we're still all pulling in the same direction, eventually, you know, we'll get this thing going the right. And they, so it's about the strength. And those guys believe they did not let go of the rope. They fought to the better end. And at the end of the day, I just told them, I said, hey, we were coming. We just ran out of time. And at the end of the day, we can take that from there and we can grow from this. We're going to learn from this film. We're going to learn from our actions. We're going to learn from our developing a really clean process of preparation. And we're going to be better for this. And we're going to build this program, the culture of what it needs to be. And so you started to see the players starting to do that. And you're starting to see those echoes and those whispers amongst each other, amongst their peers. You're starting to see the leadership start to rise up within the program in the fashion that you want to see it rise up. So that it'd be, you know, more player-driven teams instead of, you know, player-led teams instead of coach-led teams.
And Coach, what's some young men you want to spotlight who really impressed you against Delaware State? Because I know some guys really stood out in that game for you. Tell us some guys you want us listeners here to know about they should watch out for going down the road that you really was impressed with in that game on the 27th there.
I'll tell you what, I came away really impressed with our defense as a whole. And if you really look at our roster top to bottom, it's a really young defense. Sophomores and freshmen. You know, we have two interior senior guys, which our senior leader was Aaron Motley. And I thought he played did a really good job anchoring down some things in the middle of the defense. But we had true freshman corner, a true freshman weak safety, sophomore safety, sophomore linebacker stepping up and playing. So I was really impressed with the way that they flew around, the physicality that they played with, the speed that they played with, the pursuit and chase of the football. They played with a passion and the energy. And then I told them, I'm an offensive guy by nature, but I want my football teams to be the energy and the passion from which we play come from the defensive side. I want that spark through our defense, because if they can't score, they can't win. So at the end of the day, it's like to really see that group of young, really young players that are going to be in our program now for the next 2 to 3 years, be the ones that are doing that and playing like that and flying around and doing those things. You walk away very encouraged about what we have coming in the future and the opportunity that we're going to have to be a really, really, really good football team.
And Coach, that hustling to that football, flying around to that football, the ball is everything. The ball is energy. So when you get to that ball, get to hustle, you can cause a fumble, you can cause an interception, a tip ball. So if you fly around to that ball, you playing your gaps, playing your zone, you fly flying over there, you know, boom. Hey,
yeah,
turnover. You're back in the game real fast.
Real fast, real fast. Just like, man, that spark through the energy that comes to your defense. And if your defense is really good, 9 times out of 10, your special teams is really good, and they play and fly around the same way in the kicking game. Some of the foundational things you want to see start to be created are really starting to be created here, and it's exciting for us moving forward in the future.
And like you said, Coach, having a young roster to help mold and build those young men for the next 2, some of them 3 years, 4 years, you're in a great position with your team, because, you know, this is – because they get to come back as well if they want to, because the rules. Yeah. So you have some of these guys 5 years. So the house would actually build a program, have an AD who knows your plan and trust in your plan, has to make you excited knowing, hey, I can really do build this the right way. I have to go to transfer route, the JUCO route. I can really, really – build this the proper way and have something sustainable for years to come.
Absolutely. That's one thing we're not going to be here. We're not going to be a fly-by-night program, put the Band-Aid on it by bringing in transfers and doing all that kind of just spot Band-Aiding situations and all that kind of stuff. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to be a program that's built the right way, and we're going to be a program that's built to sustain over time. Year in and year out, we're going to always be competitive because of how strong our foundation is and the way that we do things. And I tell them, the reason why we're going to win here, we're going to outdevelop everybody around us. We're going to outdevelop all of our competitors. That's what we're going to do here. From the day they walk in here to the day they leave here, they're going to be the most well-developed football team and individuals versus our competitors. So we're going to do it the right way. And sometimes, you know, to do it the right way takes some time. But we got a great core group and nucleus of young players with 24 freshmen already signed that we're looking really forward to getting in here because we've increased our talent. We believe in size and speed and explosiveness and all of those different things with this group of young players. So you're going to really look at it, and over 70% of our roster are going to be guys that are going to be in the program for the next 3 to 4 years. 70% of the roster will be in the program for the next 3 to 4 years, which gives us a chance to build it the right way, foundation, rock solid, strong, to really build in a true program, not a football team, but a program.
Most definitely, Coach. And Coach, let me ask you, are you guys looking to play any more games besides the Delaware State game on 27th? Because I know with that gap, you want to maybe find a game if you can. Is that something on the table for you guys? Yep. Or you can't speak on it right now?
Well, we have been looking around, and a lot of people don't have holes right now in their spring schedule because they're playing conference only schedules. Unless they have some incidences or, you know, some COVID deal related things where somebody has to sit out, we can grab a game here or there. But we do have one on April 17th, kind of tentatively penciled in with Robert Morris down in Pittsburgh on April 17th. So that's one that we're kind of looking forward to as well. And that's one that's right now is scheduled besides the Delaware State. So for sure, we have two more scheduled games and opportunities to go out and compete, which our guys are really, truly excited about.
And Coach, for anybody who has questions about Larry Scott, you chose to stay because you could have left to go to Alabama, but you talked about somebody undefeated that you could have went to Alabama called Coach Saban. And you chose to stay at Howard and build this program the right way and build some of your own and not go their route. Talk about that, Coach. I know for me personally, I've had opportunities to go be another co-host. I can't do it anymore. I want to build this, what I got building here the right way, build what I got going on, not building somebody else's wings. So tell us about decisions for you to say, hey, I want to give these guys an opportunity. I came here to build this program, and I love you, Coach Saban, but nah, the Bison needs me, and the Bison wants me, and I need the Bison.
That's right. I think it's at the end of the day when I made this decision to come the first time and leave the University of Florida. I say it all the time, and I say it to the players, you know, Howard didn't choose me, I chose Howard. So that reason didn't change. And the whole reason was driven by my why. Why do I do what I do and do it and love what I love to do? And well, it's to build, it's to be impactful, it's to be all of those things that far reach money or you know, the letter that's on your shirt or the university or program that you represent. So this was more of a spiritual opportunity for me and for a lot of reasons. And at the end of the day, if you're a person that don't stand, you know, you got to stand for something.
Yes, sir.
And you got to have some passion and you got to believe in something and why you do what you do, period, you know, at the end of the day. And for me, it was appreciate the opportunity. What an opportunity that was to get that call and to have that opportunity presented. But at the end of the day, my why and who I am and why I do what I do is way more important than any of those other superficial things that'll come and go. At the end of the day, when you have an opportunity to leave an impact, to build a program, I think it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, especially at a place like Howard University. So to me, it was kind of a no brainer to stick to my guns, stick to my purpose, my passion, and who I am and what I want to do in this life. And that meant to stay right here at Howard University.
And Coach, you have a great support system there with the president, the AD, and then also with your coaches. You have like Coach Askew, Coach Blakeney, you got Coach Perrier. So you all have a great AD and a president, and you all have a stand for wanting to help kids come to that university, build sustainable programs, and help young men and young women go on to be bigger, bigger and better things once they leave Howard and be some successful for 40 years to come after Howard. So I think that is an opportunity that you can't pass up to make impact that way on our young Black kids who come to that great university to learn and grow and be better going forward.
Absolutely. And you're right. You said it. You hit it right on the head. The leadership obviously starts all the way at the top with the president. And what his vision is for the university and our athletic department and program, to our AD, Kerry Davis, and what he's done with transforming our athletic department academically, compliance, and coaching and the coaches wise. So I think it all starts with the environment that's been created here for us by our leadership that gives us an opportunity to feel like that we can come here and really thrive and really build something, you know, really, really build something special top to bottom. And I think that's the feeling that you get when you walk up Georgia and you walk on this campus is, you know, obviously you people come to Howard and you feel like, man, there's nothing in this world that we can't accomplish being at Howard University. So at the end of the day, I think it's awesome that our leadership sees it that way. It's awesome that our leadership is behind pushing it towards, you know, doing that. And so it gives you that work environment that you need and have to go build this thing the right way. And it starts at the top. And so I 100% agree with you. That also is a big, played a big, huge role in me deciding to continue to press on here with what we got to get done.
Coach Scott, I'll definitely be cheering for you guys, man. I love the Bison. You like my surrogate school. I know I'm TSU Tiger, but I rocked with the Bison still too, man. I love cheering for the Bison. I look for yo-yo scores, look for Coach Blakeney scores. Coach Ask you, I look for everything you guys got going. I love the Bison, what you're standing for. I love DC. There's two, some of us too cold sometimes, but I love DC, yeah. Coach. But I love it, man. Coach, thank you for your time today on a Monday here today. Join us on the show, man. Be blessed, Coach. I hope to talk to you real soon again, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Be blessed yourself now. Take care.
Anytime, Coach. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
All right.